Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to KCNI Public Affairs. I'm Jeremy Scheip, and we are joined by Sean Jacobs, a warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Thanks for joining us, Sean.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here talking with you this morning.
Now, our subject, most of this conversation is going to be about how it is Severe Weather Awareness Week. Now, that is for both Nebraska and Iowa, as I understand it, right?
That is correct. This year we paired with the state of Iowa just to get both states on board and, you know, practicing our severe weather plans for the upcoming severe weather season.
And we certainly know a thing or two about severe weather in Nebraska and Iowa, which we'll certainly talk about in this conversation. But before we get too deep into things, would you tell us a little bit about yourself, Sean, what your job entails and kind of what your day-to-day looks like as a warning coordination meteorologist before we dive into our topic?
Well, you betcha. Yeah, so, you know, I'm, believe it or not, a wildfire meteorologist. My background was wildfire meteorology, but I stepped in the role as warning coordination meteorologist, and I'm the public liaison for the National Weather Service in North Platte to all of our partners and to the public. So my day-to-day job is, you know, going out there and just making sure that people know that we are a service-minded agency. We're here to serve you with your weather needs and, you know, just make sure that people are getting the service that they deserve. And as a funny joke, you know, when I say that, you know, people will say, well, you know, the Weather Service, you guys were forecasting 6 inches of snow for us and we only got a dusting. You know, can you make changes about that? Can you do something about that? And, you know, I always kind of laugh and say, well, unfortunately, no. But, you know, if you're not getting the service, you know, if we're not serving you well, let us know. We can't change the forecast.
Yeah, so. Yeah, that's a little bit more of a deeper weather model sort of thing. And I think that would have to do with tearing down computers and changing the way they do things completely. So venture to guess that's maybe not in your job description.
Not in my job description, but, you know, it is building relationships. And, again, not only with the public, but with, you know, media partners, with your emergency management, with police department, Department of Roads, state officials, you know, even federal officials. So I got the best job in the Weather Service.
Well, we're kind of in that time of year. We were talking a little bit off of the air before, but us as Nebraskans, we're kind of familiar with this time of year being one of those. You never know what's going to happen, regardless of what the 7-day forecast says going around the corner. So it's kind of a perfect time to have Severe Weather Awareness Week. Just overall, talk about what the week is all about when it comes to the five subjects. Each day has a different subject as we move through this week.
Yeah, most definitely. Just so to sum up the week, it's all about preparedness. And it's preparedness not only at your home, but also at the school, out on the farm, you know, at your place of employment. We know it's not a question of if, but when severe weather is going to strike. And, you know, severe weather season, it's really any time during the year in Nebraska. We've seen tornadoes somewhere in the state every month of the year. So, you know, again, it can happen at any time. But when you break it down day by day, Monday is lightning and lightning safety. And, you know, unfortunately, still, you know, people are getting struck. And it's usually that people are outside working or are outside, you know, recreating, you know, going fishing on the golf course, and they get struck by lightning. So preparedness for that, we just want to make sure that when you hear thunder, just understand that you are close enough to be struck by lightning. And we ask you to go indoors. That's the safest thing you can do. Or get inside of a car, a hard shell car with a hard top. Now, Tuesday is tornado safety. And best thing you can do with tornadoes is go inside and put as many walls between you and the tornado as possible. So this is holds true whether it's at your house, at a school, at your place of employment, and get to the lowest floor. So if you have a basement or the first level, put as many walls between you and the tornado as possible. Part of my job is going out and surveying after tornadoes where damage occurs in communities. And it's amazing how many times I've seen, you know, houses, the exterior walls just completely completely removed and the roofing completely removed, but the bathroom or closet is left standing, and that's where the people, you know, huddled up, and they came out unscathed. And I see that all the time all across the country. So we want you to get inside, put as many walls between you and the tornado as possible, and get to the lowest level. Now, Wednesday is the day of preparedness, and this is when we're going to ask everybody at 10 a.m., whether whatever you're doing, whether you're at your work, at home, just practice. Make sure that your storm shelter or where you would go in the event of a tornado is ready, and you can practice it with your family. I will tell you, me and my family, we go underneath our staircase, and we store our bike helmets there. So not only do you want to get to that lowest level and put as many walls between you and the tornado as possible, but also, you know, put something to cover yourself, whether it be a blanket, a pillow, and in our case, we use our bike helmets because, you know, you only have one brain, and it's not the tornado that hurts you. It's not the wind. It's the stuff flying through the air. So then on Thursday, we really look at hail and wind, and I will tell you that we have more wind out here than any place on Earth, I think. It seems like it's always windy, but when you get thunderstorm winds, you know, those winds are 100 miles an hour or more at times. My house last year got hit by 110-mile-an-hour winds and knocked down like 15 of our mature pines. And, you know, I can tell you in the Broken Bow area last year, you guys had two windstorms and even a brief tornado that caused significant damage across your county. Hail can be extremely large in our neck of the woods. Just it was 3 years ago up at Calamus Reservoir, we measured a 6.5-inch hailstone, which is significant. I mean, that's just unbelievable. And when you think how fast it's falling to the ground, that's like 127 miles an hour that it's falling to the ground. So think of a Major League Baseball pitcher pitching a softball at you and how that would feel if you got hit by it. You know, it would certainly cause some damage. It could really injure you. So, yeah, hail and safety is on Thursday. And then finally, we wrap up the week on Friday with flood safety. And in 2019, we remember flooding all across the state. It happens, and it happens quite frequently. Last year, there was 184 people in the United States that died due to the result of flash flooding, and it was mostly people driving through flooded roadways. So it's just a perfect time to remember, you know, if you see water on the roadway, you don't know the depth of it, just turn around. You know, don't drive through those flooded roadways. So in a nutshell, that's the Severe Weather Awareness Week for the state of Nebraska and Iowa. And if you want to participate in the statewide test tornado drill, it will be Wednesday, March 26th at 10 a.m. Central, 9 a.m. Mountain. And again, it's just a good opportunity to test and to practice those skills, preparedness skills, not only with you, but your coworkers and your family.
And as I understand it, when it comes to that drill on Wednesday, some areas will be hearing sirens go off as their area is participating in that, and others will just hear that through those NOAA radios, correct?
That is correct. You know, each we serve 26 counties, the National Weather Service out of North Platte in west central and north central Nebraska. And every county has different rules. Even, in fact, some cities or communities have different rules on how and when they sound the sirens. And that is not up to us. That's up to your local officials. So you may not hear that siren, but I will tell you that in lieu of our required weekly test that we do every Wednesday, we are going to send out that test weather radio tone alert, and that way, you know, that's just a good reminder for people to you know, practice their plans. And one thing that's kind of interesting, and I do want to point out, those sirens, they are not engineered or made to be heard indoors. They're more for outdoor, you know, people out recreating outdoor. Now, many of us can hear those indoors, so that's just a good reminder. But this is why we want you to listen to radio stations during, you know, severe weather, because, you know, the radio stations are giving you that up-to-date information, you know, telling the listeners, hey, you know, this is where the tornado warning is. And they also, you know, break into coverage and, you know, with the tone alerts and the warnings and watches. And it's just a good idea to have multiple sources of getting that weather information so that you can make those formed decisions when severe weather or tornadoes strike.
Well, we certainly see all different kinds of varieties of severe weather. And I think over listening to the different topics that you discussed that will be a part of Awareness Week this week, the number one thing, especially when it comes to lightning and things that we don't see as high of numbers of lightning strikes, I think maybe the main problem is a lot of us think, well, the numbers are so low, it couldn't happen to me. But when you put yourself in a situation where it could happen to you, you're not really doing yourself that much good. So you're best off just to get inside and be safe. And that's kind of what it all rotates around, is giving yourself the best chance to not be affected by these different severe weather events.
Most definitely. And, you know, 99% of the time, yeah, like you said, it doesn't happen. It hasn't happened to me. It won't happen to me. You know, it's and, you know, hey, that's great. But do you really want to take the risk for that one chance? And the same thing could be said with driving through flooded roadways. You know, you could drive through an area of water through it all the time. But was this the time where the road has been washed out and now you don't know what you're driving you and your family into? And that's why, you know, you practice how you play. And if you develop good habits, then there's nothing to worry about with the weather. And, yeah, so great, great information there.
Well, Sean, it's been great talking to you this morning. Where's the best place for people to go besides the story that we're going to put as much information into as we can on sandhillsexpress.com? Where's the best place for people to go for information about Severe Weather Awareness Week?
Yeah, so I would direct to weather.gov, and you can do /North Platte. And that is your National Weather Service homepage. It's our homepage. And right at the top, you'll see a link that says Severe Weather Awareness Week, and that will be up this afternoon. And we have a great story map. And if you don't know what a story map is, it's just like a digital newspaper, if you will. But a great story map up there that talks about everything that we've just talked about this morning and more. A lot of interesting stats. You know, I was reading through it as we were developing, and, you know, just how many tornadoes we had across the state of Nebraska last year. 101 tornadoes, and that's more than double what we normally see in a year. So a lot of good facts in there, and a lot of good reminders. There's some videos, and just good information for you.
Well, that's Sean Jacobs with the National Weather Service. Sean, we appreciate your time this morning, and we wish you a great rest of your day.
Hey, I really appreciate speaking with everybody, and it's an honor to serve you all.